And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, May the 17th, 2017 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, some of you may have heard John Stadtmiller's show today. I was a guest on his show for about an hour and a half, and we covered Seth Rich and the, some of the evidence that his this investigator that was hired by a third party is uncovered. And I'm going to cover that again in a little bit more depth in the second hour that John and I covered on my show today. But the first hour, I had a caller that called in last week, I believe it was, and he asked me to do a little bit of digging on the Gabby Giffords shooting, which I did, specifically on this Judge John McCarthy role. So I took the time to go down the rabbit hole, and I did a little research on that, which I'm going to get to just in a couple of minutes. But before I do that, I want to invite you to go into my website at theamericanawakening.org and click the chat button, because it's working. So you don't have to go to chattango.com. You just go into theamericanawakening.org, click chat, and join a number of lovely people that are in there just having a good time talking back and forth with one another. I don't usually go in there, so I have no idea about what could be anything. At any rate, I know a couple of the people that are in there. One of them has been an associate and friend of mine for a long, long time. Actually has a show on this network. So I invite you, go in there to theamericanawakening.org, and you can talk all you want. So, the Gabby Giffords shooting. Interesting. I kind of looked at that, and, originally when it happened, I didn't think too much of it. I just thought, okay, well, there's an attempted assassination of a Congress lady. Well, here we go, down the rabbit hole again, folks. The federal government wants to disarm the nation. Now, John Hankey and I were speaking about this the other night with a revisiting of the Pulse nightclub shooting. It looks as if they want to disarm the nation, dehumanize our families, and make us all criminals. Have you been listening to the PSYOP news, folks? The radio, the alternative media, the blogs, activism, and more have been warning of a hostile takeover in America taking place. And it looks like they're stepping up the heat from the information that John and I put out today, which I'll cover a little bit again tonight. Why do they want the guns? The Pulse nightclub, San Bernardino, Aurora, Sandy Hook, Gabby Giffords, on and on and on. Are the barbed wire fences starting to be turned inward on Americans? Why all the lies surrounding these ongoing false flags? Why have foreign troops been spotted training, many times by people all over the country? Why the continuous lies? Who can we trust? Why do they want our voice? Who's really running this country? It appears they will do anything to destroy and eliminate all of our rights and our way of life. The first shot was fired and heard around the world January 8th, 2011. It was a territorial marking. A ceremony of 9/11 was worshipped on the corner of Ina and Oracle Street at the Safeway store in Tucson, Arizona. And we are now going to explore the events of that day and see if we can find the truth. The story of Judge John McCarthy Roll. Now, this was a man that stood with Americans when dirty politicians and attorneys tried to pull a fast one on the nation and take the Second Amendment away. The official story of the 2011 shooting is that former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was holding a local constituents rally at a Safeway grocery store parking lot on the corner of Ina and Oracle Street. Now, allegedly, Jared Lee Loeffner went to the Safeway store by a taxi service and shot Gabrielle point-blank in the head. Loeffner then let loose with a barrage of bullets into a crowd and killed 6 people, injuring 13 additional. He continued to shoot his Glock 19, his 9mm handgun, with an extended magazine indiscriminately until he was overtaken and disarmed by heroes at the crime scene. Among the dead was a 9-year-old girl named Christina Taylor Green that, again, allegedly was born on 9/11 of 01, and a federal judge of the Ninth Circus Court, John M. Roll. It is also alleged that Jared Lee Loeffner was obsessed with mind control and blamed Gabrielle for the political discourse in the nation. And to this day, the nation has never seen a live shot of Jared Loeffner. He pled guilty of the crimes and remains in, supposedly, a mental health ward, a federal prison in Springfield, Missouri. No evidence, no live video of the crime scene, or any live shots of his court hearings were ever released to the public. Judge John Roll was allegedly assassinated by a lone gunman, Jared Lee Loeffner. Disinformation campaign alert, brought to you by government PSYOP workers and paid for by the American slave, Human Resources, a.k.a. the American taxpayers. Now, hopefully, this broadcast will put to rest the disinformation, the misinformation, and controlled propaganda that has been plastered all over the internet about Judge John Roll. All the disinfo and misinfo needs to be put to rest so that the nation can comprehend what is happening with these false flag shootings. False flag, or is it the enemy from within? Let us not stray from facts that can be proven. The evidence is key. Innocent until proven guilty. Don't ever assume an alleged shooter is guilty when it ends in either a suicide or being locked in a mental facility, never to be seen again. Heck, Loeffner was never seen by any of us to begin with. Don't just go with the flow because someone entertains your mind. Take the time to rationally think. Were there actors involved in these shootings? It sort of looks that way. Tucson, Aurora, Sandy Hook, they sure seem very suspect. No disclosure, no answers, nothing. Are we supposed to be a nation that is expected to just sit down, shut up, and not ask questions? The PSYOP begins for total control of the mind. Those that are working to discredit those that are working to help in the total destruction of America and play on our emotions to mix up the information so we will never know the real truth. It is a real live video game, folks. Where the dead people in Tucson? Were there dead people in Tucson? Yes. And the world needs to know the truth about a judge that was assassinated because he stood in the way of a sickening plot so deep they were willing to kill to cover it up. When someone just tells us that this person is that person or that that person is this person, we need to always ask for proof. Just a roll, just a roll, just a roll on your drum. Just a roll, and the war has begun. That's a quote from the Fairport Convention song, Sloth. Do you find it funny that we've seen Gabby and her husband trekking across the country now for years banging that drum about gun control, yet we never hear anything about this honorable judge who lost his life tragically? The accusations have been made online that Judge Roll was an actor. No concrete information has ever surfaced giving any credence to that theory. Judge Roll, from my research, was indeed a federal judge appointed by George H.W. Bush. There's a red flag there, folks. Appointed by George H.W. Bush in 1991. And his name does indeed appear in the Social Security Death Index because I looked it up. As we continue to see these psyops, these false flags continually being rolled out, our government is starting to treat us as more than just enemies of the state. They are getting close to uniformly labeling us all as terrorists. It's gotten to the point now where if you look at the FBI's terrorist watch list, instead of looking to see if we're on it, we now have to look at everything they are deeming as a terrorist definition, and we find ourselves instead searching to see if we're not on it. In order for us to completely comprehend what is really going on with these false flags, we must first revisit the past, and we must determine what really happened in Tucson before we can find out who Judge John Roll really was. Were there actors involved in the Tucson shooting? Likely. There was, but Judge Roll wasn't one of them who participated in this drill or psyop. This judge did stand up for the Second Amendment and Americans. Back in 1994, he made a stand regarding the proposed assault weapons ban. This man was an advocate for Second Amendment rights, and the powers that be, as we all know, don't like that. John Roll was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, into a Roman Catholic family. John Roll moved to Arizona as a child. He attended Sal Point Catholic High School. He received his BA from the University of Arizona in 1969 and a JD from the University of Arizona College of Law in 1972, and an LLM from the University of Virginia School of Law in 1990. Now, Roll was a bailiff for the Pima County Superior Court from 1972 to 1973. He was an assistant attorney of Tucson, Arizona, in 1973, and was a deputy county attorney of Pima County's criminal division from 1973 to 1980. So for those of you who are out there on the internet accusing John Roll of being an actor, no, this guy has extreme, unlike the doctors at the Orlando Med Center, this guy had some extreme credentials, and I have investigated and backed it up. He was a clinical instructor at the University of Arizona College of Law from 1978 to 1979, after which he served as an assistant U.S. attorney for the District of Arizona from 1980 to 87. Now, during that time, he was attached to an organized crime task force, and this was from 1982 to 1986, and the civil division also in 1986 and after 87. And after his years as a U.S. attorney, he became a state judge and served on the Court of Appeals, Division 2, to be specific, for the state of Arizona from 1987 to 1991, and eventually became its vice chief judge in 1991. He also served as a judge on the Pima County Superior Court, the criminal bench, in that very year. Now, Roll was nominated by President George H.W. Bush on September 23rd, 1991, to a seat on the United States District Court for the District of Arizona that had been vacated by Alfred C. Marquez. He was confirmed by a United States Senate on November 22nd, 1991, and received his commission on November 25th. Roll was elevated to Chief Judge on May 1st of 2006, succeeding Stephen McNamee, and served until his death in January of 2011. Roll was succeeded as Chief Judge by Rosalind O. Silver. Now, back in 1994, Judge Roll was one of several district court judges who held that provisions of the Brady Law violated, remember the Brady Law, that was, I think his name was Tom Brady, it was with President Reagan at the time when Reagan was shot and Brady got shot in the head, okay, and then they enacted the Brady Law. Well, John Roll was one of the several district court judges who held that provisions of the Brady Law violated the 10th Amendment, a holding that was upheld by the United States Supreme Court in a related case of Prinz versus the United States. So, in 2009, Judge Roll, ruled that the case Vincente versus Barnett could go forward. The $32 million lawsuit brought by the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, or MALDEF, against Arizona rancher Roger Barnett on behalf of 16 Mexican plaintiffs that were charged that the plaintiffs were assaulted, they were threatened and held at gunpoint by Barnett and members of his family. After Judge Roll's ruling, and prompted by several talk radio programs, he was the subject of hundreds of complaining phone calls and death threats. And he and his family were under the protection of the United States Marshals Service for about a month. Now, Judge Roll declined to press charges when some of these who made the threats were identified, which I find is interesting, he was persuaded not to file charges against these 16 people, these 16 defendants, after all these death threats were made. In 2011, Sheriff Richard Mack wrote an article about Judge John Roll. Actually, it was a tribute to the judge, because there was a court case in 1994, and this is on the assault weapons effort, where Sheriff Richard Mack had sued the Clinton administration. Here's that word again, folks. The Clinton administration. Yes, the Clintons didn't like Judge Roll. Sheriff Mack sued the Clinton administration and found himself in Judge Roll's courtroom. And though I won't read the article in its entirety, in essence, this is in part what Sheriff Mack wrote. And I'm going to quote Sheriff Mack. When Judge Roll issued his ruling on the Mack versus U.S. case on June 28, 1994, against, guess who, the Clinton administration, he said two things that absolutely floored me, according to Mack. The first one was the order of the court, which summarized his findings, which read as follows. This is Judge Roll's court ruling. The court finds that in enacting the Brady Bill, Congress exceeded its authority under Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution, thereby impermissibly encroaching upon the powers retained by the states pursuant to the 10th Amendment. The court further finds that the provision, in conjunction with the criminal sanctions, its violation would endanger, it's unconstitutionally vague under the Fifth Amendment of the United States Constitution. Unquote. Now, Judge Roll, of all of the dozens of judges who had heard this case from, and this is Sheriff Mack talking here, all of the dozens of judges who had heard this case from me, and he's talking about Sheriff Mack, and the other six sheriff defendants, Judge Roll was the only one who ruled that the Brady Bill violated the Fifth Amendment, as well as the Tenth Amendment. It was pursuant to Judge Roll's insight and sensitivity to the threat that this law posed on us, the sheriffs, that this case made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Sheriff Mack goes on to say, when I read the other Judge Roll principle, it truly brought me to understand how astonishing this man really was. Sheriff Mack said, the judge said, Mack, Sheriff Mack, is thus forced to choose between keeping his oath or obeying the act, subjecting himself to possible sanctions. Now, think about that for a minute, folks. To have a federal judge actually grasp the full extent of Sheriff Mack's personal motivation for filing this case was absolutely remarkable. And Mack goes on to write, he touched my soul with this comment, and it is recorded in my books and memory forever. He was truly before his time. Now, his work is a part of American history. His legacy should be one of honesty, of courage, and living up to his oath as a true defender of our nation's rule of law. Sheriff Mack goes on to say, he changed my life and showed us all that the Constitution is still the supreme law of the land. Think about that for a few folks. I'll be back with American Awakening on the other side, taking a 3-minute break. See you on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
The American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, before I get back to this, I wanted to kind of give you a fill-in. I mentioned to you, I was on John's show today, and last night I mentioned on the air that, you know, if I could reach my goal here and get this into the network, I would quit barking at you guys for donations. And I'd also said that, you know, John and I were talking about going up to Bozeman, Idaho for this red pill thing with G. Edward Griffin and another number of other interesting people, including Sheriff Mack is going to be there. But I talked to John today before I did his show with him, and we kind of did the math, and I kind of jumped the gun, folks, because I said I would pay for that trip out of my pocket. But we started doing the math on this. And realizing, actually, because John's in Austin or Round Rock and I'm in Arizona, what the actual costs would be to get us, get both of our hind ends up there. And we determined with the food, with the room and the renting a car, which I wouldn't want to put the miles on my car to go up there. It would cost us well over $1,000, if not $1,500, something like that. And I can't afford to do that. So I say that to say this, is we decided that, you know, well, first of all, it saved me money. I thank you for that, because I was thinking it would cost me $200 or $300, and actually it's going to cost a lot more than that. But as John and I both talked today, we need to get some bills paid here. We need to get this equipment updated, and we need to implement some things into the office to streamline it, to make it better all around for everybody concerned. So I'm going to ask you again, folks. I haven't talked to Julie. I don't think I've hit my goal. I got the figures for the network on John's show today, and it's way far short. Let's put it this way. We're behind. And I'm going to ask you to dig in your pocket, you know, with an extra $100, $50, $20, whatever you can, and pick up the phone and call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Michael will pick up the phone, and as soon as I hit my 1500 goal, I'll quit barking at you about that. If you want to send cash or a money order or a check, you can send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And again, that's, if I spoke too fast, it's 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And please add a little note in there and put, I'm doing this because Michael was barking at me, or something along those lines. All right. Or you can go into the RBN website, click on the PayPal button, donate, and there's a little box, I think, in there where you can write, and this is for Michael, so not for Michael, but because of Michael, so I don't have to bark at you anymore. I'd strongly appreciate you do that. John and I had a pretty extensive talk today about deliberating on going up there, and we had both agreed that there is no money coming out of any donations that are going to go for anything besides what we're putting it out there for, which is to update the equipment, pay off some back bills, and kind of take a little stress off, John, so we can take the time to implement these changes that need to be made. There's some extensive changes on the website. There's changes that need to be made in the store. There's some programming changes that need to be made. And all of this involves money, folks. And it's money that RBN shouldn't have to be coming from behind on every month to do this. And as I mentioned on John's show, and I think I also mentioned last night, the last time I looked, I actually had 21 people, thank you to all of those people who donated, but 21 people is just a smidgen. It's nothing, folks, to the listening audience that's out there. So I'm asking the people, not the people who have donated, and not the people that it's going to take food off your table, but the people who have a few extra bucks that they go out and spend on a Starbucks coffee every day, or that they, you know, they spend going out to a bar on Friday night or having dinner and shooting pool and entertainment. Take 50, 100 bucks, take 20 bucks and send it in, okay? And again, I want you to think about, as I mentioned every night and as I mentioned again today on John's show, think about the value of what this network brings to you in your home. I'm privileged to be invited in your home, folks, to talk to you. It really humbles me to be able to do that. But I try my best to put up-to-date, best information that I can put out, along with the other hosts on this network, because we're all a family. We're all trying to get to the truth. Now, John Hankey and I had a conversation about this just last night. I've got a kind of a dilemma going on there with I've got Jim Fetzer coming on Monday night. Not sure what he's going to talk about. Might be some updated information on JFK. But John Hankey wants to talk about that, too, because he's got some mysterious documents that have come to place. And so I don't think I want to go there 2 days in a row. I'm still juggling with that. But anyway, I'll be back after the break. Thank you for listening to me, folks. Pick up the phone, dial 800-724-2719, extension 3. See you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, I'm going to get back to this and closing out on Judge Roll here. And I'm going to point out an interesting kind of a parallel between this and this Seth Rich investigation. There's an interesting note here. It was U.S. Arizona State's Attorney Dennis K. Burke who was the mastermind and was helping to push through this 1994 assault weapons ban. And he was a regular donor to the former Obama administration, along with other known Democratic campaigns in the past. Now, Dennis ultimately resigned over the Fast and Furious gun-running scandal. Burke was also originally in charge of prosecuting Jared Lee Loeffner's case following the shootings until his resignation. Very few reports were even mentioned on Burke's position in Loeffner's case. The Hill had posted an article stating that the feds were worried that Jared Lee Loeffner's gun could have been connected in the Fast and Furious ATF scandal. That is the scandal that caused Dennis Burke to resign. Now, of course, the ATF denied that, but that's not the point. Okay, here's a guy that was the prosecutor in the case that was an avid Democrat, donated to Obama's campaign along with other known Democratic campaigns, likely and probably including Hillary Clinton's campaign. And he resigned over the very scandal that Barack Obama and Eric Holder were involved in. Now, Here's where it gets interesting, folks. ABC News did a reenactment of the shooting where ABC News depicted Judge Roll ran right past the gunman to save Gabrielle Giffords and District Director Ron Barber, who was an alleged friend of Judge Roll's. And initial reports of how the shooting played out did not match either the evidence or the 9/11 call information from the Pima County Dispatch. Now, ABC claims the surveillance tapes showed John Roll coming from behind Loeffner and shoved him out of the way to save his friend, Ron Barber. The reenactment backfired on ABC, and an ABC News anchor later reported, and I quote, "This reenactment is painful to watch, but don't expect to see it again anytime soon, as this reenactment is now in the possession of the FBI. Many other networks reported numerous surveillance tapes and cell phone videos that were confiscated and in the possession of the FBI. So again, with all of this supposed evidence, why has not even one tape or one piece of a cell phone recording been released to the public? The mainstream media was allowed to see the tapes, and they reported to us that the tapes captured the event, in their words, in chilling detail. But we were not allowed to see them, thus having to once again believe the lying, lamestream media. Not one ounce of footage of the crime scene has ever been released to the public. So we have to ask ourselves why. Ron Barber, who now holds Gabrielle Giffords' congressional seat, initially said he didn't remember Judge Roll saving him by throwing himself on top of Barber. It was only later, when Barber was told by Chief Investigator Richard Castigard, that Castigard had viewed the video depicting such. And to my knowledge, Barber has never been shown the video. He just took Castigard's word for it.
Oh yeah, that must be right. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I'll go with that.
So, another interesting anomaly about this is that no family member ever identified the victims. All of the victims were identified by the sheriff's department. The family members were not allowed to see them. Now, also, the reenactment done by ABC News doesn't seem to match the autopsy records for the kill shot. It appears possible that the kill shot to Judge Roll could have possibly come from above at a downward angle. The autopsy also showed a blunt force trauma to the top of Judge Roll's head. Could he have been hit over the head before he was shot? We'll never know, because the FBI has again confiscated all the tapes, all the cell phones, everything we cannot see. So, the summation to this, the profile of Jared Lee Loeffner is pretty much the same as Adam Lanza in the Sandy Hook shooting, in James Holmes, the Aurora shooter, and others. It's always a lone nut, wigged out on pharmaceuticals, or that just hates the government, or whatever. That's always the story. It looks, at least on the surface, that these are a joint effort for both gun control and for psychological evaluation. Was Judge Roll assassinated? Possibly. I know that the Clintons didn't like him over this gun bill. That decision that was made in 1994, that really stuck in their craw. But the irony in all this is that Judge Roll was pro-Second Amendment, and for whatever reason, was silenced. On the other hand, Gabby Giffords and her husband, what's his name? Mark, I can't remember his last name. Shows you how much he impresses me. Gabby Giffords supposedly survived a bullet wound through the head. Now, here, this is what really gets me here, folks. Survives a bullet wound through the head, not just any bullet, but a hollow point bullet. Now, that alone is very hard to believe, considering the damage that I've seen that a hollow point bullet does. Have you ever taken a gun out with a hollow point bullet in it and shot it through a watermelon? The whole back end of that watermelon just shatters, folks. So the story is that this lady survived a hollow point bullet to the head. Miraculous recovery. Not saying impossible, saying pretty hard to believe. She survived. And now, interestingly enough, is an advocate for the exact opposite of that Judge Roll stood to protect. Remember, he declared the Brady Bill violated both the Fifth and the Tenth, or Second and the Tenth Amendment, right? And he happens to be at the same place at the same time. He gets killed. Gabby Giffords survives. And now, like Tom Brady, the bill that Judge Roll ruled unconstitutional is out doing the same thing now that Brady was doing, going all across the country, making these speeches. And I have to ask myself, were the powers that be sending us a cryptic message? Maybe one day we'll know the truth, but I think it's ironic that here's this lady. And by the way, I went in and I watched a number of her speeches. And what's interesting about her speeches, and I'm talking about wherever she speaks, folks, she's got the same scripted lines. And she reads off of a piece of paper. And her trademark in her speeches, and they're very terse, they're very short, but her trademark in her speeches is she'll put her right hand up in the air and she'll say, "Fight, fight, fight," in her cutesy little way. But also there's, at the end of her speech, which is only a couple of paragraphs at max, it starts with "let's," and I can't remember what it said, you know, "let's get, let's fight, fight, fight," or "let's get on this and let's, you know, really go to work on this." And every time she makes a speech, she looks at that word and her husband whispers in her ear and he says the word "let's," like she doesn't know how to pronounce it. So what I took away from that, folks, is what they're doing is an act. Now, you might wind up having to do that once or twice, but you don't do that every place you go and every time you go there. That, to me, doesn't make any sense. So with that, again, my summation, was he assassinated? It's possible. Will we ever know the conclusion to it? Probably not. But there's just some interesting similarities. This Democratic prosecutor that was at the onset, prosecuting Jared Lee Loeffner, resigned over the Fast and Furious, and he was a heavy contributor to Obama and Democratic campaigns. Now, when I shift gears and I start and I go into the updated investigation on Seth Rich, it's interesting that the family spokesperson of the deceased Seth Rich, or in this case, you might call him the handler, is a Democratic crisis public relations guy. So my question is, why would there be appointed a Democratic public relations guy for the family? That doesn't make any sense unless you are part of a cover-up. Now, I'm going to play a clip for you in the second hour. And there's something that I caught in this clip, and I want you to listen very closely to it. Because the report by this Democratic, trauma advisor, whoever he is, mentions, as Lou Dobbs is interviewing this investigator, used to be a homicide detective, the Democratic crisis, intervener here, mentions the emails. And he puts out the information that, as we all know, these emails can be altered. No, we don't all know that, sir. The emails cannot be altered. They are not altered. There's no way to alter an email once it's been sent. But he puts that out there to plant that seed in the mind of the unsuspecting, mesmerized public. But I have some news for you, sir. With the RBN listeners, that doesn't work. That might work on the Kool-Aid-drinking, mind-numbed idiots, but it doesn't work on us. So, what we have here is we have basically a resurrected Tom Brady running across the country campaigning for gun confiscation or assault gun bans or whatever, the exact opposite of what Judge Roll had ruled on. And we have two people that really don't do a very good job at it. So that's that, folks. Now, I'm going to shift gears here. And John and I talked about this. The news was pretty new when we got it. It only came out today. And I'm going to, I didn't get a chance to do this on John's show, but there's an article up on Republic Broadcasting that was, it was put out by Zero Hedge. And the title of it is Murdered DNC Staffer Seth Rich Shared 44,053 Democratic Emails with WikiLeaks. Isn't it strange that none of the Democratic National Committee or Podesta emails published on WikiLeaks are dated after Seth Rich was murdered? Just another curiosity, just another little anomaly to ponder. For the past several months, Democrats have based their Resist 45 movements on unsubstantiated assertions that the Trump campaign coordinated with Russian intelligence, which I'm going to talk about in depth, Russian intelligence officials to undermine the 2016 presidential election, thereby stealing the White House from Hillary Clinton. Day after day, we've all suffered through one anonymously sourced shock story after another from the New York Times and or the Washington Post, with new allegations of wrongdoing, never citing a name for the source. It's always an unnamed official or an unnamed intelligence expert. But new evidence surfacing in the Seth Rich murder investigation may just quash the Russian hacking conspiracy theory altogether. According to a new report from Fox News, it was former DNC staffer Seth Rich who supplied the 44,000 DNC emails to WikiLeaks, and not some random cyber terrorists, as we've all been led to believe. And according to Fox News, though admittedly via yet another anonymous FBI source, Rich made contact with WikiLeaks through Gavin McFadden. Now, Gavin McFadden was a researcher, an investigator, a reporter, and also a friend of Julian Assange, who mysteriously died about 3 months after Seth Rich did, allegedly of lung cancer. He was an American investigative reporter and the director of WikiLeaks, who was living in London at the time. And according to Fox News sources, the federal law enforcement investigators found over 44,000 emails and 17,761 attachments that were sent between the DNC leaders from January of 2015 through May of 2016 that Seth Rich shared with WikiLeaks before he was gunned down on July 10th, 2016, which makes total sense of why the interview that we saw with Julian Assange, Assange had put up a $20,000 reward leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever the perpetrators were. And the Democratic National Committee staffer who was gunned down on July 10th in a Washington, D.C. street, just literally steps from his home, had leaked thousands of internal emails to WikiLeaks. That's what law enforcement sources told Fox News. A federal investigator who reviewed an FBI forensic report detailing the contents of the DNC staffer Seth Rich's computer, generated within 96 hours after his murder, said that Rich made contact with WikiLeaks through Gavin McFadden, a now-deceased American investigative reporter, documentary filmmaker, and director of WikiLeaks, who was living in London at the time. Goes on to say, I have seen and read the emails between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks. The federal investigator told Fox News, confirming that McFadden connection. He said the emails are in possession of the FBI, while the stalled case is in the hands of the Washington Police Department. Going to a break. We'll be back in three, folks. Stick around. More to come. Reporting on Seth Rich.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, talking about this new evidence that has been uncovered here in the Seth Rich case, where a third party has been paid to investigate this by somebody. Don't know who. I find it interesting that the family didn't hire anybody to investigate this, and I also find it very interesting that the family spokesman who. I don't know that the family hired this guy or the family spokesman was put there by somebody in the Democratic Party, but it's a Democratic crisis PR consultant by the name of Brad Bauman. Have to look that guy up as well. But getting back to this, then on July 22nd, just 12 days after Rich was killed, WikiLeaks publishes internal DNC emails that appeared to show top party officials conspiring to stop Bernie Sanders from becoming the party's presidential nominee. And as has been noted before, the DNC's efforts to block Sanders ultimately resulted in Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigning from the DNC as the chairperson and then being hired by the Hillary Clinton campaign. How convenient. These new revelations seem to be consistent with the findings of that former homicide detective Rod Wheeler. His private investigation firm was hired. This says he was hired by Rich's family, but another report says it's a third party. I don't know. I honestly don't know who hired him, folks. But according to Wheeler, he says that his investigation up to this point shows there was some degree of email exchange between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks. And Wheeler went on to tell Fox News, he says, I do believe that the answers to who murdered Seth Rich sits on his computer on a shelf at the D.C. police or the FBI headquarters. And now the FBI and the D.C. police, you know, you talk to the D.C. police, they'll say you'll have to talk to the FBI. You talk to the FBI, you have to talk to the D.C. police. And they can't find the computer. You smell a rat here, folks? My investigation shows someone within the D.C. government, according to Wheeler, the Democratic National Committee, or Clinton's team, is blocking the murder investigation from going forward. That's what a quote from Wheeler to Fox News. He said, that is unfortunate. Seth Rich's murder is unsolved as a result of that. The botched robbery theory, which police have pursued for nearly a year, isn't panning out, Wheeler said. Two assailants caught on a grainy videotape from a camera posted outside a grocery mart shot Rich twice in the back, but did not take his wallet, a cell phone, keys, a watch, or a necklace worth about $2,000. Also, the police arrived within 3 minutes. Seth Rich was still alive. They have video cam of the event. And, of course, that's all been confiscated, too, and we can't see it. Now, as you know, Rich's death has been shrouded in mystery from the start, as he was reportedly shot from behind in the wee hours of the morning, but was not robbed of the nearly $2,000 worth of cash and jewelry on his body at the time. So, he had been at the Lewes City Bar, a couple of miles from his home, until about 1:15 a.m. He walked home, calling several people along the way. He called his father, Joel Rich, who he missed because he had gone to sleep. He talked with a fraternity brother and his girlfriend, Kelsey Mulca. Around 4:47 or 4:17 a.m., Rich was about a block away from his home. Hear the music coming up. Top of the hour break. Boy, that hour went quick, folks. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and I'll continue with this. Updated information on the Seth Rich murder. See you on the other side. Be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.